Here's tech guy Richard Pascoe. Good morning.
Morning, Darren. I'm thinking about applying with getting a contract with the Australian Cricket Board. What could go wrong?
Well, so the man's won T20 World Cup.
Yep.
He's won the Ashes.
Yep.
And now his contract's in negotiation. Turn it up.
Can you just reapply?
Turn it up. Really?
These are some blokes that can't do due diligence on anybody. You know, really, when you look about the Tim Payne saga, it's disgraceful.
Not happy Jan.
No, not happy Jan at all.
I'd be just saying, here's your renewal. Are you happy with the money? Sign here. Job done.
It's not a hard thing to do, is it, Darren? Really?
Really. Now, you're in South Australia. You're in the Adelaide Hills, so you wouldn't be flooded up there. Most of the flooding in South Australia has been inland, right?
It has been. It's been north of Port Augusta.
Okay.
So it's roads are washed away. I suppose she spoke to somebody in Alice Springs yesterday. And look, bit of dramatic music. KFC's running out of chicken in South Australia.
I'll say it, don't say.
Yeah.
Look out, rabbits.
Yeah,
look out, rabbits of South Australia. All right, let's get on to text up. Now, androids, I thought they were going the way of the dinosaur, but you reckon they're the future of computing?
Android tablets are the future of computing.
Sorry, tablets. Android tablets.
Yeah. So, and Android tablets have failed again and again to be competitive with the iPad, but Google have had a bit of a change of heart. They're employing a new team on there because it believes that Android tablets are the future of computing. They came out with a statement that we believe that the future of computing is shifting towards more powerful and capable tablets. We are working to deliver the next chapter of computing and input by launching seamless support across our platforms and hero experiences. Why would people say hero experiences? That unlock new and better ways of being productive and creative. Now, can I just say, Darren, if you've got a Samsung tablet out there, good luck to you, but it's not as good as an iPad, because if the future of computing really is shifting towards more powerful and capable tablets, then that future is actually here, and it's all iPads on there as well. So Apple's tablet is a great thing. It's got the best capabilities, the most expansive app, and it services ecosystem. It's available in a variety of models. The base models aren't expensive, and every one of them is better than an Android tablet. The only time I find people buying Android tablets is they've got an Android phone and they decide they want a bigger screen.
Yeah.
It's not that good. It's really not.
So I was, when I mentioned this on the radio, I was going to talk to you about it, Martin from our newsroom, and I said, well, I thought tablets were going the way of the dinosaur because, you know, phones are bigger and smartphones yep. are bigger, faster and better than they ever have been. And I thought, well, they'll replace the tablet. But then he made the point that if you go to a meeting now, you know, executives are walking around with tablets still. So
that's right. Yeah, they're
walking
around with iPads.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, then I walk around with a Samsung tablet. Sorry, Samsung fans out there, I do love your products, but you make crap tablets.
Okay. All right, let's go to, while we're talking iPads, let's go to Apple News. So they're not going to go broke anytime soon.
No, they're not. So the fourth quarter 2021 revenues came in actually 2.5 times bigger than Microsoft's for a start.
Wow.
They earned a net income of $34.6 billion on record revenues of $124 billion ending December 31st. For 3 months, Darren, this is all it is.
That's a quarterly figure, $124
billion. Billion. The iPhone was Apple's biggest business with $71.6 billion in revenues, up 9% year on year. And services are Apple's most profitable segment. They had revenues of $19.5 billion, up 24% year-on-year. Services are Apple Music, Apple TV, iCloud, apps on there as well. Phenomenal figures. They're eye-watering figures, Darren.
Incredible. So our biggest company in the world, isn't it? Yeah.
And let's say if there wasn't a chip shortage out there, they would have made even more money.
Right. Now, is it Steve Wozniak, the guy?
Yeah,
is he still
with Steve Jobs?
Yeah, is he still head of Apple, or like, does he still own?
No,
no,
it's got nothing to do with it at all.
Okay, right, just checking. All right, well, Steve Jobs' descendants will they'll be living a good life for many, many hundreds of years to come, you'd reckon.
They would be. And I was actually going to say, wouldn't you like to go down and see what's dropped down the back of Tim Cook's couch?
Tim Cook, that's the guy.
Yeah, who runs Apple at the moment.
Yeah.
Tim Cook.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great to go down the back of his couch?
So who was Wozniak?
He started Apple with
Jobs.
With Steve Jobs.
Right.
They came to a parting of the ways.
Yeah, okay. All right. Now let's finish with emojis. So just when you thought, gee, I haven't got enough emojis, bingo, there's some more arriving.
Yeah, there is. So at the moment we've got iOS 15.3. iOS 15.4 will be coming in the next few weeks as well. You can have an emoji to show that your battery is low or that you're melting, you're feeling ambivalent or patriotic or teary-eyed.
Right.
You know, new emojis include heart hands, heart fingers, a peeking face, someone gasping, hands reaching out, hand pointing towards the viewer. There's a saluting face, which has raised a few eyebrows or cut half the face off in order to make room for the hand. There's a troll, there's a full bird nest, an empty bird nest. There are bubbles, coral, beans. Why do we need beans? A playground slide, plus there's more inclusivity options, including additional skin tones for handshakes, and the most dramatic thing I will say this morning, and I don't know why we're going to have it, a pregnant man.
A pregnant man emoji?
A pregnant man emoji.
I'm going to be using that one, no matter how I'm feeling, and I'm going to send it to every person I text from now on for the rest of the year, whether I'm happy, sad, indifferent, I'm going to send a pregnant man.
I actually thought it might just be a fat bloke. But supposedly it's a pregnant man out there, and apologies if I upset anybody with that gag, so yes.
What sort of emoji do you think Justin Langer would be using at the moment? So if he's sending a text message to Nick Hockley, the boss of Cricket Australia, what sort of emoji would he be using, do you think?
I think he'd be disappointed emoji.
Yeah, disappointed.
Angry emoji.
Mm.
You know, for it's just disgraceful, Darren. I risk it to say it.
You rest your case. Thanks very much. All those stories and heaps more information on Richard's excellent website at talktech.com.au. Enjoy the day. Talk to you next week.
Look forward to it, Darren.